Thursday, November 10th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. The FBI's raids on Project Veritas prove what previously seemed insane and unthinkable. Ashley Biden's diary is real. She really did take inappropriate sexual showers with her own dad, Joe Biden. And she really believes she was molested by older men as a young girl. But if it can happen to the daughter of a sitting U.S. senator, it can happen to anybody. It's just a matter of the authorities choosing to take it seriously instead of dismissing it all, or worse, being involved. Allie Carter may have the wildest personal story that we have ever heard. Allie grew up in the school of hard knocks, to say the least. She was one of six girls in a troubled home. Her parents were affiliated with the Black Panthers, the radical Black separatist group, and maybe that's to blame for what happened to her. Allie says that her biological mother routinely slept with authority figures and soon initiated her own children into the same practices. Allie says that her mom would hand her over to be abused by the local police chief. She would take her to a trap house just to be abused. And when Allie coped with that pain by running away or by harming herself, she was rewarded by being placed in new foster care homes, where instead of her mother, it was teenage boys and foster fathers who in turn abused her. At the age of 13, Allie was trafficked first into strip clubs, then the Hollywood party scene. She says that she endured stalking, poisoning, and police harassment. And most incredibly of all, she says that this is a system that major American celebrities have knowledge of and participate in. Celebrities like John Travolta, Beyonce, Barack Obama, and yes, Joe Biden. In July of 2020, Allie stepped forward to tell her story. Instagram tagged that account as, quote, unsafe for the election and blocked it. Like we said, this is a horrific story. And we will not silence Allie Carter. We want to learn all about it, and she joins us now. Allie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Stu. I really appreciate you.
So in July of 2020, you came out on Instagram. You couldn't bottle it up anymore. You made claims about Barack Obama and Joe Biden that shocked the world. How did it get there? Take us through your story.
Well, you know, as young as I remember, I've been trafficked through many elite places. I went from the Buckingham Palace to under the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, still under the custody of Child Protective Services, the child welfare system. It went from trap houses in your everyday neighborhood of Moreno Valley, California, and Los Angeles County, strip clubs, and into Hollywood elite parties. There was never a time of peace in my life. And I remember very clearly since 4 years old, there was never a time of peace in my life. It's been ongoing.
Who started all of this? I mean, your mother originally. And then Who carried on? How did you end up in Buckingham Palace and underneath the Getty Museum and alongside some of these household names that I just mentioned?
When I was a child, there was many things that went on in the home. I tried to talk. I tried to let people know. Child Protective Services were called constantly since I was 3 months old. By the time I turned 13, I had enough of being raped and beaten and tortured behind rocks on La Salle in Moreno Valley, California. I had enough of going through dealing with my mother's boyfriends. She was nothing of a mother. But I had enough of dealing with them at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had enough of being the favorite out of the girls. And I couldn't take anymore, so I tried to kill myself. When I turned 13, CPS came into the picture. I was put into mental hospitals, and then finally, I was put into foster care. I thought things would be over from there. I thought it would be fine. And then after all of that, I started thinking that I was talking to someone online, but everybody knew me before I knew them. I was trafficked by a pimp who claimed to be 27 years old, and he was not. I found many passports, many different birth dates for him in his wallet. And when I told CPS this, they put him down as a 27-year-old boyfriend, and he was a 27-year-old trafficker that was going in and out of my homes, paying off my foster parents, and taking me to Hollywood elite parties over and out of the country, which is, you would think, would be where the FBI would have stepped in. I was letting my social workers know, and they told me to stay quiet. They told me that if I told anybody else, that I would be shipped off to Arizona and no one would ever find me again. So, you know, at one point, you learn that you have to deal with what you have to deal with when the people in authority are not there to help you. And everybody is so worried about the elite. And we could give those names of Barack Obama, Joe Biden. We know about Michelle Obama, that's a man. We know about Too Short. We know about Akon and Steven Tyler. And we can give those names all day. And everybody is so worried about that. But what you should be worried about is the people that are in between, the people that go as low as your grave diggers. I was trafficked to people within my schools. I was trafficked in underground tunnels that link under your schools, through your cemetery, under your amusement parks, through Universal Studios, and into Hollywood elite homes, all over the place, all over the world. And people don't understand that, and they can't fathom that, and they can't put that together. But if you think about the things that have come out lately, and there's 200 children missing, and there's 300 children missing, what Amber Alert did you receive? How many times do you receive an Amber Alert every year? And if you think about that, how many children are coming up in your face that have been tortured and abused like this? It exists and it's real. And people don't want to face it. It happens in your schools every day as your grave diggers, your trash men. Everybody is involved, but everybody is looking at the top, and that's just a small percentage. And you really need to look at the people in between.
So the names that you just mentioned, Barack Obama, Steven Tyler, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, have you had personal sexual experiences with these people?
Yes.
These people participated in sex abuse firsthand with you?
Yes.
Can you tell that story? Because that's important for people to understand and to know. And to this point, I don't think a national platform has given you the opportunity to say those things.
No, because everybody is complicit. Everybody is complicit. It is covered up by your local FBI. It is covered up by your local police department. It is underground tunnels. There's a whole world. It's a different way of life. There's every source of transportation. When I met Joe Biden, I was rushed through many celebrities. Half of them I did not know. It didn't faze me to see them. It didn't. Some of them were actually very conceited and cocky that I didn't know who they were. Underground, under the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, there are many tunnels. Again, there's a way of transportation. There's every single way of transportation under the ground. I was sold to Joe Biden. Multiple times. Sometimes people don't talk about it, because when you don't talk about it, it makes it okay. When you don't talk about it, it makes you bury it. When you don't talk about it, it's easier, and it kills that part of you. I was sold for blowjobs. I was sold for sex. There is many people who trade to eat, beat, and rape children under the ground. I have many friends that I've lost, and I have many people that I've met that didn't make it, that refer to me as a traitor.
And that's because they're still dealing with this right now to this day.
Yes, there are millions just like me. There are millions worse off than me. There are millions that people cut off their limbs so they don't fight them back when they rape them. There are millions that they take pleasure in draining their blood and using it as a source of a fountain of youth. People have many sick fetishes, and the Hollywood elite, we sign their paychecks. We sign all of their paychecks every single day. This is when you stream their music, when you buy something from their brands, we've signed their paychecks. And these are the people that have put something in your face and made you want to believe that you are the ones that are responsible to make them look the way they look. Their image is not what you think it is. They're sick, evil people.
This is something that has only recently become accepted by a large amount of people. Until now, a lot of people would look at you, Allie Carter, and say, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. And is that what these people at CPS held over your head and said, you're going to go to Arizona? You keep talking crazy like this. We're very concerned about your mental health. Is the gaslighting something that they did to try to make you doubt your own experiences, your own personal knowledge of what it was that was going on, the horrific tragedy that you were experiencing? I mean, is that what they would do? Is that the tactics?
Yes. I was taught pain is pleasure. I was taught that you do not speak unless you're spoken to. I was taught that as a foster care kid, you have nothing but what's in your trash bag that you carry from home to home when you're evicted from foster home to foster home. I was in over 19 high schools in 1 year. I never stayed in a place longer than a month. I was never in a home. I was moved all around because nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to do anything about it. The California ombudsman was contacted. My foster mother, that is now my adopted mother, I'm adopted now. She went to everyone. She went to the police. She went to the California ombudsman. She went to private investigators. She talked to judges, attorneys, lawyers. She went to everyone, and everyone shut her down. There was no help whatsoever. And she was made out to be the crazy one. I was made out to be the crazy one. I was a high risk kid. I was moved from foster homes to level 14 lockdown group homes. And every single time something happened, every single time I came in with cracked ribs, with bruises, with bites, with rape kits beyond rape kits. No one did anything. I went from shelter to shelter, from CPS report to CPS report. And CPS is your cover up. CPS is corrupt. CPS buys and sells and trades children. That is their major facade. There are some good social workers out there, and there are some social workers that know that they cannot speak on things, they cannot do certain things, and they have to abide by certain rules, because if you don't, you will be abused too, just like there is in the Brotherhood Freemason Cops. There is a secret society in the Freemason Cops as well. We are not safe. We have been threatened, harassed, stalked, and hunted down because I mentioned that I was trafficked under the Getty Museum. I have so much evidence. I have so much information, but I don't know who to give it to, and I don't know who to honestly talk to, because there's nothing that have come of it. I don't know if Trump is going to do something, because that's the only reason why I do have something to believe in Trump, because he has given money to trafficking organizations, but 501c3s are cover-ups too. So what exactly and where exactly is this money going, and is there any really help? Because there's not. While we're out here, our house has been broken into. I'm sorry, our animals have been killed. We have been away from our home for a year. We can't go back without police coming out and asking us where we have been. We have been stopped and pulled over in 8 states without a ticket, without a warning, and without any logical reason. They just want to know where our car is, what time that we'll be back, where are we parked, and how long will we be out, and how much money do we have? This is not normal, and everybody knows that something is wrong.
So when you say that Trump has given money to trafficking organizations, you mean organizations that fight trafficking, right?
Human trafficking.
I just want to make sure that I understand that. He's not participating in funding human sex trafficking.
No, that's not what I believe. And no, that is not what I've ever heard. I I believe that Trump has done something because he is the only president that has mentioned it. And Trump is the only person that I haven't seen, to be honest with you.
So firsthand, these people were in a room with you and they raped you. I mean, there's no other, I want to be absolutely 100% candid. Barack Obama, yes. Joe Biden, these people raped you. And you say that you have these mountains of evidence that nobody wants to look at. What evidence do you have?
We have police reports. We have rape kits. We have information. We have videos. We have so much. But again, there's so much that I can't put completely out there, and I have mountains of it. But I do understand that when I was 16, I ran away from CPS. This is how I escaped. I was auctioned to Russia. I knew that if I went to Russia with this man that I would not come back and I would die. So I ran away and I hid for a year. I did what I had to do, and I can't say exactly what I had to do because it would put some people in danger. But I'm here and I'm alive. During this time, my pimp sent fake FBI to homes to interrogate, to disrupt the neighborhood. But when the suspects that they thought were the ones that were guilty and called them back, they didn't want anything. They didn't want to talk. They just wanted to see exactly where I was. It didn't end from there. It hasn't ended at all. I'm 27 years old now, and it should be done, because if this was just about sex, if this was just about money, this would be over. But this is not what this is about. MK Ultra exists. DID exists. This hell exists.
Explain that for people who don't understand what that really means. So what is this really all about?
This is all about power and control. MK Ultra is a mind control programming. It happens to Hollywood elites. It is happening right now to Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, many celebrities just like them. But nobody understands and nobody knows, because it's a part of control. It's like someone has the remote to someone's life and no one knows who's pushing the buttons. Dissociative identity disorder happens when you have nowhere to go with the trauma, when you have nowhere to go with the pain. So your mind splits and shatters into a million pieces, but those are people that have had to take a part of the pain and do what they have to do to stay alive.
So a lot of your detractors, skeptics would say, Ali Carter waited until July of 2020 to come out with all of this on Instagram. That was conveniently just before a highly contested hot presidential election. This is a political hit job. That's all this is. To those people, what do you say?
Human sex trafficking, human child trafficking is not an argument. It's not a political issue. It's not a religious issue. It's not a sexual orientation. It is a humanity issue. There are children that are black, white, blue, green. There is no one that needs to have an argument about this conversation. This is a humanity issue that everybody needs to move for.
Have any authorities looked underneath the Getty Museum? Has anybody investigated your claims about tunnels being there or anywhere else? Will anybody go underground? Have you shown them the door? Have you shown them how to get there?
I have tried to talk to people, and they told me they will make sure that I stay silent. Everybody covers this up. Everyone covers everything up. But it's not just the Getty. It is underground in your schools. It is underground in your cemeteries. It is underground every day where you walk on.
Who's manufacturing, everything. Who's building, who's creating these tunnels?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea?
That's what everybody, I have no idea. I do not know who's at the top.
Do people that work at the schools, do they know that they're there? Do the teachers know?
Yes, the school is complicit. Your teachers are complicit. When I was trafficked throughout my high schools and my time in foster care, my teachers signed me in and out of school. There was the automated service that gives you a call that lets you know that your students are tardy. They were making sure that I was present in my classes, but I was dropped off at school. I was picked up by my pimp. I was returned before the bus got back, and I was placed back in my foster home, or I would not go to school for the day. it was brought to the attention of my SROs. It was brought to the attention of the guidance counselors, and they are all complicit. They all know what's going on.
And it is reported. And it was reported and completely ignored.
It is reported and it is documented by social workers.
So the law enforcement agencies that are ignoring this, why are they doing that? Why are cops and investigators and federal agents, why are they ignoring your claims, your victimization, the crimes against you?
Because they're customers. They're all customers. Again, everybody is so worried about the top Hollywood elite, but you should be worried about the people that sit next to you every day. They are complicit. Your local police are complicit.
All of them?
They're customers. All of them. They're customers. There are some good cops. There are some good cops, but they're very one far and few in between.
And so those good cops that know about what you have going on, are they unwilling to do anything about it because the majority of them that surround them are involved and that they could lose their jobs?
They could lose their jobs. They could be threatened for the rest of their lives. They could be hunted, stalked, and harassed just as much as the Freemason Brotherhood cops do to everyone else. What they do to one, they will do to everyone else.
Well, the best thing that you can do, obviously, is get this out as far and as wide as possible. I mean, I think that that is probably the best form of protection for you and for anybody else. And now that this is out there on a national platform, I mean, I just don't see any reason why somebody should not be investigating and exposing these tunnels that we have all heard about and that have raised eyebrows in this community now since the beginning of the Trump presidency. When you're right, the attention was directed, the eyes were opened up in this way during that presidency, as in were opened in a lot of other things as well. But nothing is more horrific, nothing is more important than stopping child sex trafficking. That has to be done. This has to be exposed. Our children are our most precious gifts from God. And we must protect them by any means necessary. And everybody involved needs to be exposed. And that's why I'm asking about celebrity names, powerful elites, politicians. That's why we need these people need to be exposed, because these are the people that we are supposed to be able to run to help us to handle the cops and the garbage man and the school lunch cafeteria aide. Those are the people that need to be arrested. But who do we go to?
Exactly. And that's what it worries me every day. I know there's no justice for me. I accepted that a while ago. I can't have kids of my own. I understand that there's a lot that I will probably never be able to have, including my childhood. I don't have many pictures. I don't have any pictures of me as a baby. I have pictures of me from 14 up. In the worst moments and in the worst ways. I just want peace, because this is not about a sexual experience. This is not about just cash. This is about something else, and it's deeper than that, because this is decades of tactics. This is decades of issues. These are decades of problems. Satanic ritual abuse exists. Human sex trafficking exists. Organ harvesting exists all over the place. The black market exists. Humans, babies, children, four-year-olds, six-year-olds are having their bodies sliced open and used as human suitcases over the border. I have been trafficked over the border. Those babies are moved as if they're still alive. They put clothes on them, they sit them up, and they use them until their bodies cannot be used anymore. This is not just about sex, because after your body is used for sex, your organs are used for organ harvesting and selling on the black market, which goes to your hospitals. You wonder why a heart costs so much. You wonder why a liver or a kidney costs so much. And because of that, you can go to Mexico and you can get it for a little bit cheaper, and you wonder why. There is so much going on, and this is decades and decades of tactics that people need to wake up to and do something about, because, again, our authority is not going to do it.
Despite everything,
it's going to take everyday people.
Despite everything that you've been through, you have managed to find joy, and you have managed to rise up and be strong and do things now that you are incredibly proud of, as you should be, What are you doing now?
I'm a dance teacher. I'm a cheer coach. I have been since I turned 18 and was able to live with my mom in foster care that I'm adopted by now. I'm a special needs teacher. I love my kids like my own because I can't have children. And I miss them so much because I had to just walk away from it for a second to deal with all of this. The threats come every year. But I do what I have to do and I keep a smile on my face. And I love to be that mentor for babies. I'm a birthday host and go to 4-year-olds parties and read books to them. On my time off, I braid hair for foster children that cannot get their hair done because they have to basically pay for it by themselves because every foster parent is living paycheck to paycheck, but using it for themselves to make Hawaii trips and whatnot. I love what I do.
Yeah. You have a lot to be proud of.
And I'm a college student too.
Good for you. This is out there now and needs to be immediately investigated. And we're going to continue to follow up with this. We don't know who to go to. We don't know who's involved. But somebody somewhere is going to hear this that has the balls and that has the authority and that has the courage and that knows what is right. In Jesus' name, I'm going to pray that. I'm going to command that that happens. Ellie
in
Carter,
Jesus name. Thank you.
For being here and for telling us your story and for your bravery, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STU or call 800-262-2403 to receive this exclusive offer.
Yesterday on the program, 13-year-old Maddie DeGaray appeared here for the first time on a national platform to discuss how she was injured permanently from the Pfizer jab as she participated in that trial. They have tried to suppress her speech and silence her, remove her, and tell her that her injuries are all in her head. The normalizing of chaos. Uncle Bob just unexpectedly dies. People are experiencing adverse events, different reactions. This has nothing to do with the shot. And of course, the FDA, we proved just yesterday on the program as well, is intentionally hiding adverse events. But what about covering up for these side effects? Deanna Lorraine joins us now and says that this is actively happening, that you're being gaslighted, and that propaganda is coming your way to normalize the injuries that you're going to experience. Deanna?
100%. Well, as you know, probably there's nothing more that I love bringing to your masculine program than talking about women's periods. But it's much more than women's periods, okay? It's about fertility and families in America, or infertility and no families in America. That's what it's really about, the master Marxist plan here. So this is sick. I thought this was a joke. I thought for sure this was the Babylon Bee, but it's not. Here's an article that just came out saying this. It's safe for some women to stop their periods completely, and it may even be beneficial, some doctors say. Okay, what this is trying to do is trying to gaslit women to believe that not having their periods is somehow safe and beneficial. Why are they doing that? Because so many women are complaining after they get the vaccine that they are not having their periods, or their periods are being completely messed up and disrupted. I'm on actually several Reddit groups where there's thousands of women discussing this very same issue after the vaccine. Some of them have, and I'm sorry to be grossing you out, but some of them have clots coming out, blood clots the size of tennis balls. Others haven't had a period in 6+ months. others, it appears that their uterus has been liquefied and turning into blood. It's been nonstop bleeding for months. And yet now there's these propaganda articles telling women that that's normal. That is the most disgusting, abominable piece of propaganda and more that I've seen coming out. And it's just another attempt to try to discredit women's experiences here after the jab and tell women, hey, it's totally normal not to have your period. Stu, in what universe have we ever seen that a woman stopping their period has been a healthy thing?
Well, I was just going to ask you that. Look, I'm not a doctor, OBGYN. I'm not a medical expert. I'm not a woman. I don't deal with these periods. Now, I know enough to know that baseball-sized clots is not a normal thing coming out of there. But is not having your period seriously detrimental to health? I don't know anything about it.
This is something that a woman, every person has learned in like since family life in fifth grade, okay? If you don't have your period, that's a sign of unhealthiness. Something is wrong there. And then it's a sign of infertility if it continues to go on for a long period of time. Just a simple Google search. I mean, they need to clean this up to help themselves out. They haven't done that yet. A simple Google search will show that this article is completely false, okay? It shows that if you don't have your period for a while, there's something wrong, it's something unhealthy, and it's probably meaning infertility or it's leading to infertility. Anorexics, bulimics don't have their period for a long period, and same with obese people and those who are unhealthy. So something is massively wrong here, and they're trying to gaslight women to believe it is perfectly okay. And you know what's sad is I would read that and think, oh, this is a bunch of BS propaganda, but there's a lot of lemmings out there. And, you know, hey, well-intended women who got their jab thinking they're doing good and are not having their period or having their golf-sized, blood clots coming out and reading this article and thinking, okay, this is normal then. It's normal that I'm just getting this vaccine side effect. It's totally cool.
And I won't call Pfizer and I won't call Moderna and I won't go see the doctor and I won't report this to the vaccine adverse events reporting system and all of those things. Now, I'm sure that immediately following today's broadcast, the oligarchs that control big tech will remove those articles from Google that help to debunk this as a reality because they're going to try to cover up for all of this. And we're going to see a whole lot more of this, I would imagine, upcoming as these side effects. It's normal for your kid to have a swollen, inflamed heart.
Oh, have you seen that? There's actually a commercial in Australia. It's a commercial that's on the air that talks about that, how it's totally normal for kids to have heart problems, myocarditis, and abnormal hearts. We got to talk about that on another show. It's disgusting. It's abysmal. What are we going to do about this, Stu?
Well, I mean, obviously, continuing to do this. People have to understand that your health is your health. You know what feels normal. You know what doesn't. If you had the injection and all of a sudden things that are not normal or unhealthy are coming your direction, chances are it has absolutely 100% to do with the shot. If it makes sense, it's truth. If it doesn't make sense, it's a lie. Use your discernment and debunk these things on your own. This is a bioweapon. It is designed to hurt, injure, incapacitate, handicap, maim, and kill. That's what it's for. Depopulation. The guy who's responsible for bringing it to market stood right out in front of the entire world, overtly saying that we have too many people living here and it's time to do away with them.
Right.
It's not a coincidence.
Right. And then they're taking something from this person who literally said he believes in depopulation. And yet, whoa, surprise, surprise, this vaccine is causing a lot of men and women to be sterile and infertile.
Well, whoa, thank you for bringing this to my attention. I had no idea that any of this was going on. And I don't know about the golf ball size, tennis ball size things that I could have done without today. But you know what? People need to hear it. And they need to understand that, no, that's absolutely not healthy. Mm-hmm. Deanna Lorraine, get her book. It's called Taking Back America. You can find it at deannalorraine.com. She joins us for Shots Fired here regularly on The Stu Peters Show. Thank you, dear. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
I don't care what anybody says. None of that is normal. And this is a bioweapon. Christopher Key knows that, which is why he founded the Vaccine Police. And he's fighting against all of it. He video documents everything. He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas to bring attention to the dangers and the deadly effects of these shots being forced on now your 5 to 11-year-old kids, soon to be toddlers, then infants, possibly in vitro, in the womb. He's confronting big pharma CEOs and executives. He's confronting petty tyrants that sit on school boards, strapping medical devices to your kid, inhibiting their intake of oxygen, removing smiles from their face all day long. He's confronting pharmacists who are injecting people with this bioweapon, serving Nuremberg notifications, and he needs funding. He needs help. Go to vaccine-police.com. I fund him. I'm glad that I do. I invest there. Monthly contributions. I hope that you will too. If you feel so called and you have the resources, go to vaccine-police.com. Help this guy out. Vaccine-police.com. Vaccine-police.com. Well, it wouldn't be an authentic Wednesday if we didn't have Dr. Jane Ruby with us. Ask Dr. Jane. It's where you get to ask her any question that you want to. If your question is selected, she will answer it. You can find her in Telegram, t.me/Dr. Jane Ruby, or you can hit her up in her private and encrypted email, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. Of course, it's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Make sure to use promo code STU for huge discounts. Save bigly at MyPillow.com on all of the products there. Dr. Jane, thank you for being here. We're gonna get right into it here. We're going to go to your Telegram from Rose. She says, hi, Dr. Jane. Do you think that there will be medical facilities forming with all the good doctors and nurses that refuse to injure people or take the jab? I know a lot of people would trust a facility like that.
Yeah, it's a great suggestion. And in fact, Rose, we've been talking about that on the Stu Peters Show for months now. I've been encouraging people to take their skills. You don't lose your skills when you leave your institution or your company, if you are forced to do so because of the jab mandates. So I hear this from my constituency writing in every day. There are all kinds of versions of this. Go ahead and do it. Be the change you want to see. Start these community centers. You're not going to get Medicare and Medicaid money. You don't want to right now, but that's not going to be forever. Let's just get through this, get people healthy. And these are great ideas. So thanks for the suggestion.
KB was in your Telegram at 1 o'clock in the morning, by the way, at 1 a.m. KB was, this was on her mind or his mind. What is the difference between the 5 to 11-year-old Pfizer shot and the other one?
Well, the reason I thought this was a good question to talk about, Stu, is because we really don't know. And that's the danger. That's why we believe that this mass genocide program is extending out now to 5-year-olds. Over the weekend, over 2 million that we know of, 2 million injections were given by CVS and Walgreens alone across the United States to 5 to 11-year-olds. And so we're going to rapidly start seeing lots of problems with this and death and destruction and permanent disabled children. So we really don't know. That's the answer. And that should make you, you know, super scared. And take a step back and protect babies and children from this poison.
And super vigilant. Remember, fear paralyzes. Do not be scared. Be vigilant. Shauna said in your Telegram, if someone who has had the shots doesn't have any tenderness at the injection site or side effects within the first few days, is it fair to think that it was saline or just a lower dose? Thanks for all your work.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It is not safe to assume that. In fact, the fact of whether or not you get a reaction locally at the skin, redness, soreness, anything like that, has nothing to do with what you are injected with. It depends on your body type, where exactly it's injected. So anyway, the bottom line answer is it has nothing to do with that. And you can't know that unless you examine the vial from which you were injected.
Which you're not going to have the opportunity to do most likely unless Correct. You steal it. At 12:26 a.m., your crew likes to stay up late.
yes,
and they're
do.
Constantly thinking about this stuff. Ken P. says, are the risks of the jabs cumulative with each booster? For example, like adding another bullet to the chamber in Russian roulette, or are risks random with each booster?
Yeah, that is a very important question for people to know. I've said on the Stu Peters Show many times, this is a priming project. And I think that's been validated by experts like Karen Kingston, who have shown you patents and other documentation to show that this is an accumulation effort, if you will. And then, of course, the more you take these injections, the more your body struggles to focus on developing one antibody for the synthetic spike protein. And it overworks at doing that, again, to the exclusion of any other organism. Eventually, when you're exposed to natural organisms in the wild, you will become very, very ill. So you do not want to keep taking these. If you've already taken them, stop. Do not take any boosters.
In your Telegram, Lynn Kuykendall wants to know, she's addressing the elephant in the room here. Have you reached out to President Trump to ask about why he's not addressing the vaccine injuries and deaths?
Well, I think I take Stu's lead on that to some degree. And I think we're all reaching out to President Trump every single day. Every segment that I do as the medical contributor, I'm getting information out not only for the American public, but I want President Trump to have this information. We would gladly come to his office, Stu and I together, to be able to provide him with a ton of information. I know we both have all kinds of pieces of evidence, and we'd be happy to share it with him, but at least we could get it to him if he's watching the show. So President Trump, we do need you to know what the facts are. These are dangerous. What they ended up putting in these shots is much more dangerous, I think, than you ever imagined as experimental. So
I don't know if he's a fan or not, but we do know that he does watch the show. So name with a smiley face. What's the end game? What are they planning with all of this? Why is it only Western countries that have this narrative and not the rest?
Well, I'm not so sure that it's just Western countries, but I will say this. The one of the frontline experts that's coming closest, I believe, to what the end game is in explaining it to us and to prepare and preparing us to really to win in this battle is Dr. David Martin. And many of you may know that over the weekend, this past weekend, he gave two stunning presentations to huge crowds at both the Weston Price Conference and the Red Pill Expo. And what he's basically shown you is he's providing us with the evidence. It's right out there in the public domain. These are not secret documents. These were not leaked to anybody. These are the criminals talking in their own words, explaining the criminal conspiracy that involved moving this gain of function, dangerous replica, if you will, of a piece of a protein sequence, right? From the Wuhan lab, if you will, that was illegally, while we were under a moratorium in the United States from any gain of function research, this was illegally uploaded. And there's proof, there's a paper trail of this to the World Genome Bank, which means they were essentially enabling anyone in the world to develop this bioweapon. And he encourages us to stop calling this a vaccine. As you know, we've desperately tried to get you to look at that. You stop using the language of the criminals, we'd be much further ahead. It's a bioweapon. It is a chimeric synthetic modification, right, of what appears to be the toxic piece of any coronavirus. And so what he did was he highlighted, Stu, the presentation by Peter Daszak at the National Academy of Sciences in 2015, where Daszak actually lays out, and again, this is in writing in the PowerPoint that Dr. Martin put out, and it's in the public domain in terms of the publication that the National Academy of the Sciences put out. And Daszak lays out the plan for the monetary gain from a fake pandemic and a perpetuation of the need for vaccines, right, in the traditional sense. What I've been saying all along, and Stu, I know you remember this, I've clamored all along that premeditated murder is not protected in a shield of immunity, of legal indemnity. And so this ties in with what Dr. Martin is trying to explain to people, that if you can show felonies, criminal conspiracy felonies, you are basically breaking or piercing that shield of immunity. And so what he wants people to do, and I highly agree with this, I've put this out on my Telegram channel, is to take his presentation. And again, I will continue to post his presentation. I will post the PowerPoint presentation. One of the slides has something on it called the COVID Treasonous Act. So I want you to look for that slide in particular. But you would do well to print out the entire PowerPoint slide. It's like 13 slides. And send that by certified mail to every law enforcement agency in the country, every state attorney general, the U.S. attorney general, every sheriff's office. Because here's the point. If they don't take any action, when you've given them clear-cut proof of a felony in a criminal conspiracy to commit murder, they become a part of that criminal conspiracy. This is really, really important. I think it's one of the, I've already got Telegram followers who have shown me that they've sent in this. And I think it's a great way to move this thing along. This is a bioweapon. It's for mass genocide. We all know that now. But if we can take away the shield of immunity, legal immunity from these companies by demonstrating the evidence, the proof, this is not like his opinion. It's not his speculation. These are facts. He's got under that list of COVID treasonous acts, he's got about six or seven United States code violations. These are felonies, along with some other civil matters that have been violated. And so I think this is a great opportunity for all of us as Americans to try to move the needle on this thing and stop this, because I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of you are also not okay with the premeditated murder of anyone in the world, or Americans, or worse of all, babies and children.
Especially at the rate that it's happening and as young as they're going. I'm up against a hard break. Dr. Jane Ruby here for Ask Dr. Jane every Wednesday. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Make sure to use promo code STU for huge discounts. Save bigly at MyPillow.com using promo code STU. Vindication, once again, as conspiracy theory turns into proven fact and reality. Newly obtained documents reportedly show that Comirnaty, the Pfizer vaccine that the FDA supposedly approved last August, doesn't actually exist in American markets. Stu Peters Show investigative reporter Edward Saul has those documents, has the details, and he joins us now. So, Edward, do we finally have proof that the government has been lying about Comirnaty?
Yes, yes, we do, Stu. The government has been a little bit clumsy, let's say, with their legal definitions. They're fighting on this case. Now, this all goes back to August 23rd. Now, this is when the FDA approved the Pfizer shot. They came out with something called Comirnaty. Now, Comirnaty is supposed to be something that's a replacement, a new marketing strategy for the Pfizer shot. But it doesn't matter what they want to say about the marketing. Legally, this is what they said in their footnote. This is on page one of that document. They said, this licensed vaccine has the same formulation as the EUA authorized vaccine, and the products can be used interchangeably. Now, they went on to say the products are legally distinct with certain differences. This is very important, because what has now come up in a lawsuit in federal court, now this was inevitable, of course, because as you heard on the Stu Peters Show, we reported 376,925 soldiers are refusing. That's across all the branches. And even 26 Navy SEALs now are refusing, are suing. Well, one case here in Florida, which is representing multiple plaintiffs, they're keeping them anonymous so the government can't go after those soldiers. This is in the Northern District of Florida. There is a hearing on November 3rd held out of Tallahassee. Now, the lawsuit is a lawsuit where they're suing the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Now, speaking for the anonymous military members was a D.C. attorney named Brandon Johnson. Let's go, Brandon. Now, representing the government was a DOJ senior trial attorney. They weren't going to put any small fish, not the guy that we're especially using in the Rittenhouse case on this. They put a senior trial attorney named Andrew Carmichael. And these names are important. Now, what he was arguing was there's no distinction between the Pfizer shot and Comirnaty. But the judge wasn't buying that. Now, the judge is Judge Alan Windsor. This is a federal judge. Now, on page 59, this is where the exchange picks up. This is of the transcript. Judge Windsor said that the FDA is relying on the distinction between Comirnaty and the Pfizer shot to justify the continued emergency use authorization. Now, why emergency use authorization, or EUA, is important? It's about liability. Who's in trouble? Who's got to pay? Whose hands are the blood on for those who've been injured or killed by the shots? Emergency use authorization takes that blood off of Pfizer's hands and puts it on the government's hands. Full authorization, however, puts it right back onto Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. Now, Carmichael, representing the government, challenged this. He said, distinction? What do you mean, Judge? What distinction? Now, in the court record, it said that Judge Winter said, between the chemically identical agent that is one hand labeled Comirnaty and on the other hand, EUA pre-Comirnaty Pfizer vaccine. Now, what he's saying here is, I'm not stupid. You're talking about one vaccine and another vaccine, even though you're trying to sell this idea that they're one and the same. Look, we weren't born yesterday. Pepsi's not the same as Coke. Now, Carmichael, the government lawyer, said, Wait, I don't want to throw the vials out. This is the government's position. If we were to say there's a legal distinction, which it did say on August 23rd, we'd have to throw out the vials, the vials of the vaccine made beforehand. Carmichael is saying that they don't want to do this, that that would be a problem, obviously, for the government. They'd have to completely re-engineer this, and you'd actually have now actual Comirnaty vials on hand, not those that are not really Comirnaty. We'll get to that in just a moment. He said it's all Comirnaty, even if it wasn't, you know, even if it didn't have the label. I don't know what that means. Anyone who's gone to a grocery store, you try to pick up a certain brand of a product. If the label's not on there, it's not that product. That's just the facts. Well, Judge Winder said, why would it not have the label if it's produced today? Hey, that's a question that every parent in this country has had. Every soldier has had this. But the government seems to still be whiffling on this. Now, Carmichael said, I don't know if it's getting manufactured. Well, you probably should know if you're representing the government position on this. It's coming in BLA-approved lots. Now, BLA stands for Biologics License Application. This is from the FDA. It's important because it means it's the approved vial, the approved lot, the approved formulation. Now, Judge Winder said some service members would be required to take non-approved, non-BLA compliant drugs, right? If you're saying there's a distinction here, the BLA and the non-BLA, Comirnaty or Pfizer. Carmichael said, and this is the very important note in the court document, I can't say that for a fact. I think I can say there is not a policy that requires them only to take BLA-approved drugs. Carmichael, representing the government, representing the Department of Defense in this case, defending Lord Austin, is making a distinction between the two. There are two. They're admitting there are two. But they won't make it clear to the public because then you won't be able to get them to get the Pfizer shot. That's not really FDA-approved. Now, according to individual records we reviewed, you know, we have something interesting for Mr. Carmichael because he said to the judge, I want real examples. I need to be able to review proper cases to be able to properly make a statement on this. Well, we've got them for you, sir. There are interchangeable vaccines and vials being used. We were leaked records. Now, I want you to look at this on screen here. Now, they're from service members. They're from soldiers. One soldier, as you see on screen, got a shot on August 11th. Here's the vaccine card. It's clearly for the Pfizer shot. It says right there, this is not Comirnaty. The lot number is EW0178, expiration August 2021. Now, it's a TRICARE online record. Here you go, see here, this says here. Look right there, it says Comirnaty. This is the same vaccine dose. It's the same administer. But for some reason now, it's saying it's the new Comirnaty, the BLA approved, okay? Here's the immunization record. Lot number EW0178, look right there, Comirnaty. But the vaccine card says it wasn't Comirnaty. That's very odd. Now, it does say here it was edited on October 5th, administered August, before the approval had even taken place. Makes you wonder if the fraud took place on October 5th. Now, Navy base in Jacksonville, this is another leak we were given. These are actual vials which have been administered. These vials, all of the contents of them have been given and put in the arms of our soldiers. Now, you note here that the lot number is EW0171, expiration date, the eighth month of the year, August 2021. Now, it clearly says it's BioNTech, it's not Comirnaty. Now, the vial right here, 301458A, expiration November 2021. These are all vials that have been delivered, given into the arms of Navy men in Jacksonville. Now, the problem here is that in the Pfizer letter about Comirnaty, the specific lot numbers that would be Comirnaty, they said, if you plan to distribute it, you got to read this, you got to look at this. Notice this. The lot numbers on the letter that Pfizer put out are FD7220, FE3592, FF2587, FF2588, FF2590, FF2593, and FF8841. Notice none of those match up with EW171, the lot number we showed you, 3014513A, and EW178. I'm saying these numbers because they don't match up. That means that the government is not actually giving what's alleged to be Comirnaty. The records show it. This is why it's getting brought up in court. Now, I'll tell you this. You might try to play a game with Comirnaty and Pfizer being interchangeable, but what's not interchangeable are lies with the truth. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Zoll.
Always appreciate the Money Minute, where our financial expert Carlos Cortez joins us. Always has his finger on the pulse as these tyrants try to get into your retirement accounts. Carlos is here today. The $3.1 trillion spending deal, it's disastrous.
They're pumping more and more money, and inflation is an all-time high. People can't even afford food and gas and petroleum and all these necessities. And they're going to keep on printing money. They're going to make the stock market go up. And Stu, what's very, very dangerous right now and detrimental is that they're making changes to IRA accounts. And as I've been saying all year long, you really don't own your 401k and IRA. You are a participant. We teach webinars on this. We want to show you some legit solutions that the billionaires are using that are now available to regular Americans. And I only do business with Patriots, so I love our callers. I want to be a shepherd for them and help them through this tyranny that we're witnessing right now. Yeah. When it comes to financial markets,
it's all over the place. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Get a hold of this guy, Carlos Cortez. There to help you. True patriot, family man, lover of Jesus, and loves our constitutional republic. Don't forget, if you like exclusive content, if you like behind the scenes videos, if you like extended interviews, redvoicemedia.com/premium, redvoicemedia.com/premium. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's any way you can get to it, here's those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see!